Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is September 30th, year 2022. You're tuned in to the online services coming up in a half hour for Salat Jummah from the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis. My name is Michael Sahir, the resident imam. For the first half hour, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran. And in 30 minutes, I guess 29 minutes now, we will begin the Salat Jummah, the first call to prayer, inshallah. Thank you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which has been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
فدخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein. And they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation. Nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish, that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby. And they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment. Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages.
فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا.
And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. قال
الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, the cave. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to his servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left. And their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours and let him see who has the best food and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Benevolent.
Allah Is that better? Okay. Okay. I'll be like you when they see a kind of regime. Just been like the same regime. We seek Allah's protection. We want. We don't underestimate Allah's protection. We know we need it. And most times we need it from our own selves. Yes. The wonderful advice, guidance given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he was returning from an expedition with his soldiers who had been out on the battlefield in physical war on jihad. And jihad is a battle for justice. And when they were nearing their home, he said, now we have to prepare for Jihad al-Akbar, the big jihad. And his companions became confused because they knew the next stop was home. They were almost home, right? He said, now it's time for Jihad al-Akbar. And they were confused. Surely we're not going to do war on our own people, our own mothers and fathers and family. And he said, Jihad al-Akbar is a struggle against your own nafs, your own self. That's a powerful statement. You know, we're still talking about our own initiative by dream. Yeah, so we can keep focused. If the bigger struggle was against ourselves, then we know that when we say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, that is also protection against our own selves. And that the tendency to either become a Satan or allow Satan to comfort in your life is within. It's within. Rasulullah told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last sermon to us, he said the shaitan has given up all hope of getting you to do the big sins. In other words, the Muslim community had grown in maturity against alcohol, lying, stealing. And when you believe or you become clean, right? He said, boy, you've been brainwashed. I said, thank God, because my brain was not very clean before. But after you've been Muslim for a while, you know, years passed by, things that you used to do, it didn't bother you, or worse, you've done them and liked them. Now, if I mean, cleaned you up, you kind of like, I can't even stand to think about doing it. I can't stand to be around it. Yes? So this is the last sermon. The Muslim community has evolved and along the path of being a mukmin, right? A believer, right? So the prophet said, Satan ain't going to get you on the big sins because you have developed in you a discipline to dislike it. So what he said, be mindful of him on the small sins. You see? So when we say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, it's more than just a sentence that we will learn by heart. And we have a tendency to think of that Shaitan as being over there or them or somewhere else. But we forget it's also referring to that tendency within our very self. Another point. They asked, Rasulullah, do you have a Shaitan, a little devil inside you? He could have said, no, I'm the prophet. I got to look good. So let me just tell them what they want to hear. No. He's the prophet. He told them what they need to hear. Because the Quran says, if the prophet had bought anything other than what Allah had brought to him, said we would cut off the artery to his heart. This is in the Quran. I read it this morning. I'm looking for something else. I guess it's meant for this, right? Yes. So he could have said to them, oh, no, I don't know Shaitan. Sometimes he used the word jinn in me. He said, yes, I have one in me too. So keep in mind, we're still talking about A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan and Rajin. We got the religion is to come into us, to bring out from us what Allah wants to come out. And we can't paint it all the time the way we want to see it here, right? So Rasulullah said, in here was the Shaitan, he said, for what? He said, I was so devout in serving my Lord until I wore that jinn, that I wore that Shaitan, I wore him out until the Shaitan began to beg. He said, Salama, Salama, peace, peace. We're going to go one step further with this. That's another reliable hadith. Said if the jinn was walking down the street and seeing Abu Bakr coming toward him, the jinn, he would, you know, oh boy, he would cross the street and go down the other side until Abu Bakr passed by. So this, what does this say to us? We too, you and I, have the ability. Yes. Let me check. You go on Hajj and you throw 47 pebbles, like it's brain stuff. So we don't have the ugliness and the immoral state. Don't you take the worst criminal in the world? Yeah? The worst criminal in the world. They're the worst crimes in the world. They don't have the ugliness of a Shaitan. So we can't deal with Shaitan because we got a limit. I get doing bad. Shaitan has no limit. He does bad so much until he comes in the form of an angel. That's how bad he is. Lying, wicked, no good rascal. Yeah, he's leading the angels in heaven. This is a side note, a total side note. A sister told me last year, good sister, I love her, good sister. Because she's down in prison working in California. And she told me last year, she said, I gave Charles Manson the Shahada. Yeah, Charles Manson the Shahada. And you know how you hear something, you don't want to blast them? But you say, oh, yeah. But you're about like, what? Oh, no. So this last week I'm in California with a brother, female, who was in prison. In fact, she was on death row one time, right? Long time ago. And I said, sister so-and-so, she said she gave Charles Manson the Shahada. He said, I don't know if he made Shahada, but Charles Manson fasted with us every year. I said, well, maybe she did get the Mishahab, you know? Yeah. So we never know. The Quran says there are three things you can't be forgiven for. Yeah. Unless you come with a sincere heart and repent. Murder. And adultery. And shirk. The false worship. So when we say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, be mindful of the hadith that says, if you, O sons of Adam, if you were to bring sin, I'm as big as the whole creation, and ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you to that same degree. almost to the size of heaven and earth. So when you say, you're saying we have hope. We have hope. Always have hope. Say, yeah, but I've done so and so. I did that. Are you sincere? You're asking for forgiveness? That Allah handles that. You know, sometimes we want to get into Allah's business. And Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. Allah knows me. That's one of the things that really got my attention early on in my journey in Islam. Brother told me, Brother Bashir, may Allah forgive me for this thing. And we just talked and walked down the street. He said, brother, Allah knows you better than we know you. I wanted to stop. I'm like, wow, I ain't never thought about that. But as soon as you said it, it makes total sense. So all this shenanigans we be playing with ourselves and all that. No, Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. There are two ropes. One verse is referring to the juggler ring, and it says, for Hibla, look. Yeah. There are two ropes that Allah has control, which means he has control over us. The juggler, right? And the umbilical cord. From the beginning of your life, Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. He has control over us from the beginning to the end. And we have to submit to that. We have to submit to that. All of our sensitivities, all of our concerns that we have in life that affect us in life, Allah has control over both of these ropes. Yeah? That is why he is the merciful Lord, master over all of our lives. Now, you and I, we may think we are over our lives. Sometimes we catch ourselves saying, we get so well saying, I got this. You ain't got nothing. Allah got you. We are not knowledgeable, the believers, or conscious of or aware of things that are pulling at our rope. Our juggler vein, our umbilical cord, things in our DNA that is, that are working on us, pulling on us. The juggler vein's mortal concerns, yes? But Allah knows and forgives us accordingly. We have energies working in us, pushing us, that we haven't registered. Probably can't register. That's why psychologists make so much money. You can't see because you in your way. And they set you down, you have to ask you this question, ask you that question. Soften you up a little bit. Lawyers do the same thing. Yeah. Take it way over here. You know, Agnes Haley says in his book, in the epilogue, he said he could not get Malcolm to come out of that. Elijah Muhammad said that thing until one day Malcolm came in and he said, tell me about your mother. Bam. That was it. Because Malcolm's mother had a hard time, right? And that took Malcolm out of being under that, the output. As Muhammad said, saying, and take him in a whole different direction. Then there we get the autobiography of Malcolm X. Like the water breaks when a woman is pregnant, the water broke. How she knows. Yeah, that's a biblical God, right? Yeah. But Allah knows us better than we would ever know ourselves. Sometimes in our philosophy, our mind wonders, right? Allah knows he gave us a wondering mind. He knows that. But I can do by heart, say, The heart stays. You can say in prayer, and you can be happy to go far this house. And you might come back, and you ain't got to say, where was I at? You just follow your heart. Yeah? You keep on saying prayer. Sometimes you be going down the street, you be singing a song, or you can't get a song out of your head. Yeah, I'm not singing this song all day long. Allah made us that kind of creature. But as long as the heart remains pure, we'll be all right. Yes. Yeah. You see all the time, right? The band of lads is in Kalubana. Kaluba, heart. Did not our heart deviate? Yes. So Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. We need to step back from ourselves in order to see ourselves. What is motivating you consciously? Sometimes we can see it, right? I got to do this. I got to be there. I got to do this, right? I want to do this, right? But what is motivating us subconsciously? You know, many relationships don't work because sometimes the participants don't know what's motivating them. Right? That's true for marriages, race relationships, any human interaction. Sometimes we don't realize there's something pushing us. It may be good sometimes because they have an old saying, right? Both guys don't realize it, but when he goes to get a wife, he's looking for the mama. If he had a good mama, he's looking for mama and his next wife. He don't realize that. And many times the daughter, if she had a good daddy, she's looking for a daddy in the next man because that's the model she has, but it's not a conscious push, but it is a powerful push. But sometimes you just can't get along somewhere. You say, well, why do I keep going through these messed up relationships? There's maybe something pushing you. You know, there's some people who were raised in a house with alcoholics, and they grow up, they are motivated to be non-alcoholic because they realize the hell they call, right? And sometimes we are conscious of it, and sometimes we are not. So the believers often, we must take ourselves out of the main focus, the I, my, me syndrome, right? I, my, me. Me, myself, and I. Yeah? Take ourselves out of that and put pleasing Allah first and following Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put that as the main focus. Yes. She put Allah as the main focus. But first, remove yourself out the picture. Right? And put Allah, pleasing Allah, and following Muhammad as the main focus. And while you're doing that, continuously pray to Allah for guidance along the way. Then, we will be successful. Did you guys say inshallah? Not on Allah's promises. You say alhamdulillah. You say subhanallah. You say Allahu Akbar. We got to know when to say inshallah. We don't know when we say inshallah. And you do this. You take yourself out the picture and put up, pleading Allah first, and follow Muhammad second, especially when you are in charge. When you are in charge. You're not the subordinate. You are the top person. You're in charge. That's when you really, really, really take yourself out the picture as being the main focus and put Allah first. That's when you really do it. If you're the father, do it. You're the mother in charge, do it. If you're a janitor, and over janitors, do it. See, I'm in charge now. I got to take myself out being the main focus and put Allah as the main focus if I'm going to be, if I'm going to discharge correctly. And sometimes the boss get up there and boy, you can't take it. You know, that we had an old saying, right, the H-E-N-I-C. Oh, I worked hard. I kicked a lot of butt to get up here, and I kissed a lot. and you ain't gonna mess with it. And they will hurt you. That person is not following the dictates because they did not put themselves as being the main focus. But for the believer, knowing that Allah knows me better than I do myself, what do we do? And we got a beautiful sign and symbol of what to do in our salat. Right? We covered this before, right? When you sit in Jasa or Kata'a, you are sitting on the throne of authority. And the first thing you do when you're in authority, you'll say, oh, I'm the king now. Y'all do what I say do. Not for the believer. Allah tells us, Allah give us beautiful guidance in that when we first sit back from the long sitting. Now, the short sitting, you say, oops. Right? You say, I don't say oops. I say, Allahumma, God, feel a little hungry. Same thing. Oh, Allah, forgive me. Right? Oh, I underestimated this. I had my priorities messed up. So we go down for a second frustration, right? So then I'm going to do it all three times, right? Then the last setting. Oh, I qualify now. What do? We set priorities. It's like reading a job description. Okay, I'm in charge now. I got to read my job description. But what is my job description? I recognize Allah's presence and I give my salawat, my prayers to Allah, and my tayyibat, my good deeds to Allah. Why? Because I'm in charge. And I can't set my rules. I'm going to follow Allah's rules. Then once Allah's rules is established, I go to the next set of rules. I recognize Muhammad, right? As-salamu alayka. So that's the next thing on this job description. So if I'm going to stay in charge, Allah first, Muhammad next. Speak to Muhammad in that prayer, first person singular. Right? So that's Muhammad in his mission, Muhammad in his purpose. You say, well, what's next on the job description? As-salamu alayna. Why anybody lost his father's heat? Peace be upon us and upon those who sacrifice us. So we have yet to say, I, my, me. Yes, you see, I don't care what you're doing in life. Know that Allah knows you better than you know yourself. When you get into any kind of responsibility, be it that garden out there, right? Be it the other garden. Be it anything. And you in charge of it, follow this job description. Allah first, the order of Muhammad, and then you got to look out for the people. Right? Us, right? Anybody lost, right? I mean, for us and those, anybody lost, and the others who serve God too. They may not be of your same religion because your authority is now universal. Then once you set those priorities, then you set that on the foundation. What do you say next? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So that authority, those job descriptions, the priorities are on the foundation of there's no God but God. And Muhammad is his messenger. Oh, then you can leave because you left yourself out the picture. You established the order that Allah wants you to have. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, dear beloved believers, Allah, in his mercy, created us and multiplied the mercy by giving us a book on the same pattern as our creation called the Quran. And he's like a good salesman. You know, a good salesman comes like a ring your door. I got this product. Yeah, what's your product? Oh, it's all Islam. And not only had a product, we got a manual, the Quran. You say, I got a manual? You say, and also, if you read the hadith, you get a demonstration. If that's what you're selling, right? You don't just say, here, buy this thing, give you money, buy. He said, I'm going to give you a manual and a demonstration. And it's all in keeping with our vision of human nature. because Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. And we thank Allah for making us in His plan. And the Bible says in His image. When they do that, understand they don't mean physical image. It does mean image. It says, well, what is His image? Righteousness. Truth. Yeah. That's how God made it. In righteousness and truth. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Now, Lord, grant us good excellence in this life. And grant us good excellence in the life to come. And protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله the perfect praise glory to God الحمد لله الحمد لله just want to read some commentary from Imam Muhammad from the book Commentary of the Quran and he says here when Allah says that he is making a khalifa he says to the angel inni I mean surely Surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man in the Quran. That's in the Bible. He says in Quran in Arabic, Inni ja'alun sirati khalifatan. Surely I, first person says, right? I am making, forming upon the earth a khalifa. That is not an individual person. It is a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. That's Khalifa. He goes on to say, when God said that, the angels were frightened. They said, quote, what, will you create other than something that we call bloodshed? End quote. Allah says, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Yes. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them. Because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that's in them. So when we encounter the word of God, it's going to be not the best in us. Yes. And we got the word of God in its purity. In the Arabia of the Quran. Yes. He goes on to say on a different page. He says, all you who believe, respond to Allah. To God. Don't be negligent or absent-minded. Don't be insensitive. Respond to Allah and to His messenger when you are called to what gives you life. And know that Allah is so close to the human person that He is as though operating between your body, it's yourself, and your mortal life, the jugular vein, and your heart. That's how close Allah is to us. So as believers, when we hear the call, we should respond. Know that Allah is that close to us. Never doubt that Almighty Allah is ever present. He is so close to you as your jugular vein. The Quran says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to every believer, Allah is closer to us. And our jugular vein. The internal carotid artery is inside your body and it carries blood to the head. Right? The aorta carries blood to the head. And if someone cuts the internal carotid artery, there is no more food going to the brain. Right from the heart to the brain. You don't go from the brain to the heart. Thank Allah. It goes from the heart to the brain. And if someone cuts the internal carotid artery, there is no more food going to the brain. So Allah is as close to you as that source that feeds your brain. In fact, He is the source that feeds your brain. And if you would just turn off the foolishness of this world and apply your senses and listen to Allah, listen to the Quran, and follow Prophet Muhammad, pray the peace be upon him, you will gain your life again. You will get your existence back. So, dear believers, the help of Allah is always near. It's always. And we are thankful and grateful for that. So let us keep to our focus as a community. Keep to our focus as individual believers. We come together in the collective community to establish this way of life in this community, in this society. We don't want to just have it for ourselves. We don't want to have it just for me and my family. We don't want to have it just for me and those who look like me or think like me. You want it for everybody. So going back to that sitting position, and I can conclude. We're sitting there in Qatar, right, Johnson? In Qatar, for long sitting, right? And we read the priorities we mentioned, and we established it upon the Shahada, right? Shahada King. But then we next say the prayer of Abraham. Because what we have established, we don't want it for ourselves. So we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali ala Muhammadin. Kama salli ala Ibrahim wa ali ala Ibrahim. What is this saying to us? We can't keep this narrow and selfish. It has to become universal. You see? Wa ali ala Muhammadin wa ali ala Muhammadin. Oh, Allah bless Muhammad and those who follow Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ali ala Ibrahim. Now hold on, you follow Abraham, then and now. So our prayer is inclusive of mankind. And then we don't just say assalamu alaikum to ourselves. We say everybody that way gets some salam, right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As far as we can go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As far as we can go. You going to sit at home in your house and be at peace and health all around you? You won't be like that. You know what I mean? And you're surrounded by hell. What do you do? I got to go outside and give you some peace. Listen, God, alhamdulillah, that's our call. That's how I go. Community life. Alhamdulillah. The banner left is there for you with us. May I just say to you, our Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Now, since you have guided us right, so grant to us in your presence your mercy. And you're the one that grant of measure. Ameen. That's kind of just a lot. Allahu Akbar,
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة كما تسلك كما تسلك الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. We make our intentions to make Surah Qash, give a prayer, to Allah the Exalted. The way to Salat Jumma, Rakatin, Yalahi to Allah, Spakul Akab, Rakatin, Yalahi to Allah, and Spakul Akab. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وأحددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لا ينبذن فختما وما أجرك وما ختما نار الله مخدا التي تتلق على أفدا إنها عليهم مصدا في عمد ممسدا. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ورفعنا لك بصرك الذي أنعمت بصرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر.
Only thing I wanted to say was let's not forget our obligations to get this word out to everybody we can. And the Muslim Journal is a good source for that. You know, so let's get our Muslim journals. The latest Muslim journal.
Okay.
Listen. And the garden. Okay.
What's your goal?
Still got vegetables out there in the garden.
Peppers, what else? Tomatoes?
And tomatoes.
Yes, you said 186 families ate at the garden box, 50 feet by 25 feet.
You
ate three times, and sometimes they ate three times. You got 180 up and made out of there. You probably high up. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I look through the camera. I said, "Who's out there in the garden?" They be getting it. It's been very beautiful. The garden, and we did Muslim Journal last week too. Yes, sir. You know, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So I'm getting a lot. Another announcement, Brother Carol. You have to go. We have an update from my keep in the Memphis beautiful KIB. Can you get an update? Yes, sir. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. A couple weeks ago, I was able to come before you, come to you, and share with you that we had been selected by KIB and AES as a partner in their green space program. Well, we had an orientation meeting this past Tuesday or Wednesday. It was one day this past week, and it was Wednesday. And folks, it is time for us to make a commitment, and it's time for us to roll up our sleeves. And I remember something my mother used to say all the time, you know, be careful what you ask for. We got, by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, what we asked for. And now we have an opportunity to roll up our sleeves, and we got to make a commitment. We have to lead by example. And I know, in my humble opinion, everybody can make some time. Maybe not every time, but you can do something, in my humble opinion. But again, congratulations to the community, and now we've got to put in some sweat equity.
What kind of system is the pathway?
Oh, yes. What we had initially discussed with KIB as to what our goals were, our three primary goals were to have a pathway installed that would link the property going from the Peace Garden to the baseball field to where that our second priority, being the gazebo, would be built at the end up on the rise in the back on the property. And the trail would then come around the rest of the property and kind of bordering the church to our north. Also, there is to be a playground area for the children, a playground that doesn't have objects that move. So greatly reduces the possibility of injury. Now, from the orientation, I'm going to deviate now, because from the orientation, from my notes and the way I understood it, now that we have been selected as a partner, there are additional funds that may be available to us that we can expand upon our three major objectives, that being the trail, the gazebo, and the playground area. Also, I failed to mention, on the trail, the walk path itself, there are going to be heating stations and there's going to be artwork displayed. they're going to promote natural plants here that are indigenous to this area. And there will be, my understanding, as Imam just shared, a butterfly station on the walk trail, as long with other plants that attract other type of natural insects and or critters. And yes, beautiful flowers. Yes, I mean, folks, look at what Almighty Allah has done for us. Blessed us with this building, blessed us with this land in the midst of COVID. I mean, come on. It's the Imam once said, Imam Sahir, that, you know, if you take a goldfish out of a small bowl and you put it into a larger tank, it's going to grow large. Here's our opportunity. May Almighty Allah find favor upon us. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, that's right. So things are growing in a positive way. And so we know we got a core team of workers, but this is an opportunity. Everybody come in one time, get your hands dirty. Get a little sweat on your brow. Children, too. Because they're talking about bringing in corporations to help sometimes on volunteer days. They want to get to be us. And I'm talking with, I hope I'm not saying his name, talking with Charlie Wilder, CIC. He's excited. Because he said, don't count me out. I'm going to come over there and work, too. And this is going to connect the neighborhood with the church and the minister next door. He said he's on board with it also. So, alhamdulillah. Yeah, we cannot stop now. Look, a lot of people, they want to come, too. Yeah, so, alhamdulillah. This is a good day. A good day. Alhamdulillah. Any more announcements? Yes, sir. You want to come say it up here, 15, and see you on Facebook? Or you going with this? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Where's your voice?
I got your voice.
I know that.
The mic.
Get the mic.
I just wanted to share some good news. I've been working hard, diligently towards putting together a wrestling organization.
Yes, sir.
And as they say, by the grace of Allah, we finally become non for profit. So, wanted to spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell a family member, tell your son, tell your cousin, nephew, too. Indy Rare Breed we just completed our first 6-week session.
Indy Rare Breed.
Wrestling Academy. So we're not just about wrestling. We're also about mentoring and about futures and about our youth. So I'm the CEO, director for the Indy Rare Breed. Terrell Al-Sharif, give me a contact. Me on Facebook under the same name. Or my phone number is 317-603-6359. Spread the word to our community and all those communities surrounding us.
Give the number again, please.
317-603-6359. Yes. Facebook, Terrell Al-Sharif. Inbox me if you're interested or pass the word to anyone that could be interested. We go from ages 5 to 18. Mm-hmm.
I can't get in. Oh,
I mean, you come in now. You come in to get to work in.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Yes, ma'am. A sign for a puppy to what? Yeah. We can do that. Yeah, you just put a sign out there because she's not for profit and so are we. Yeah. Yes, sir. You can't sign the card now?
Have a car,
well, you come out when you want to.
With an arrow, so you know, one day,
if y'all
allow, we'd be the whole clinic right here.
That's right. Yes, the last announcement, we got a little time, but the parent appreciation banquet. I'm gonna recommend we go with November 6th or the 13th, and I'm gonna recommend a sister named Anissa Dewan. She's very good. And she's very popular around the country. I saw her in Chicago. I was impressed between her and Imam Abdul Rahman, Rashad Abdul Rahman, or another brother. But I think it'd be good to have a young sister. I say young, she's 40-ish, I guess. And so
We need to get a date, get a place, get everything tied down. Because we're going into October now. They give us about 7 weeks, inshallah, to have our 30th consecutive. I like saying consecutive. 30th consecutive. I mean, we ain't missed a one. Not even during COVID, we didn't miss. We had a couple of banquets by Zoom. Made more money by Zoom than we did having it in person. Yeah, I mean, you had to pay for the airline ticket and the hotel. But anyway, this would be live in person. Probably do a hybrid, both in person and on Zoom. But November, one of the first two Sundays, I'm sorry, in November, inshallah. So if that's okay, I can call, if y'all let me know, I can call Sister back and tell her to go ahead and make the arrangements. But I guess she's good. And they begin after two days, because she can talk to all the young sisters. I don't care what branch they go to. You need to hear this, sister. The young female, they have a session right here. Her talk to the young sisters. Yes. She going to look it up online. You can hear it online. Anisa, A-N-E-E-S-A-H. Anisa Dawan, D-A-W-A-N. And you see, you know, she's well learned, fluent in Arabic and all that. Yes, and a student in our community, you know, born and raised in our community. I'm gonna go back to Morton University since they say, you know, we are alumni, a bunch of the alumni. You one, huh? Girl, halfway, and yeah, a whole lot more of us. You, is this you ask the question? Continue to send in your zakat. It's needed and appreciated. And we appreciate you more than the money. Never make the gift bigger than the giver. Never make the gift bigger than the giver. Alhamdulillahi wa alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Internet family. Oh, but me 60. Everybody's 100% you're about to live.